You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let us pray.
主，今天早晨，求你借着你的圣灵解开你话语的奥秘。主，我求你今天在这里自由的运行，在每一个神儿女心中说话做工，把你的启示显明在我们心里。听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督的名， Amen。今天早晨，我们要继续看约翰福音第七章。
Today we'll continue to look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章是非常重要一章圣经。
John chapter 7 is a very important work of scripture.
我们前两次讲过一些这里的背景。
The past two times we looked at incidents in chapter 7.
那里讲了耶稣自己个人所受的遭遇，因为他们犹太人想要杀他。
And we talked about the Jews trying to kill Jesus.
而主耶稣心里的意念，他并不是为了自己的荣耀上到耶路撒冷去过祝棚节。
And Jesus himself was hesitant to go to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以我们现在到了这里，一件重要的事情就是耶稣他实在是上去过了祝棚节。
And now we come to the point where Jesus actually goes to Jerusalem for the feast.
我们知道在祝棚节的时候，他曾经有一些非常重要的教训。
We know during the feast, Jesus had some very important teachings.
请我们看约翰福音第七章，我们读14节到18节。
Let us look at John chapter 7, verses 14 to 18.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人，犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。人若立志，遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。这段圣经再一次说明耶稣基督他一种完全舍己的态度。
When Jesus said this, it was a sign of his self-denial.
他在这里没有求自己的荣耀。
He didn't think of himself at this time.
也没有顾及到自己的安全。
And was not concerned for his own safety.
他虽然犹太人想要杀他，却没有拦阻他不上耶路撒冷去。
Even though the Jews wanted to kill him, he really didn't want to go, but he went anyways.
他也没有为了自己的荣耀而上耶路撒冷。
And it wasn't for his own glory that he went to Jerusalem.
所以这里讲到去耶路撒冷一个非常重要的目的。
So Jesus going to Jerusalem is very important indeed.
这个目的是什么呢？
And what is this importance?
我们再看37节，我们就明白。
Let us look at verse 37.
我们从37节我们读到39节。
From verse 37 to 39.
再请我一起来读。
Let's read together.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣说这话，是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。在这里我们看见耶稣发表一个最重要的宣告。
Here we see that Jesus makes a very important point.
我们看见耶稣的教训常常非常吸引人。
We see that Jesus cares about people.
他说话的时候人就听。
When he speaks, people listen.
因为常常他说的话带有天上的启示，不同的亮光。
Because his words are divine revelation, has many different interpretations.
刚才我们看见十四节里面，耶稣上了圣殿去教训犹太人。
We see in verse 14 that Jesus taught the Jews.
犹太人非常稀奇，这个人没有学过。
The Jews were very amazed. This person has never been taught.
没有学过，怎么会有学问呢？
How did he get such learning without having studied?
所以他们下的结论说，这个人的教训。怎么来的？就问耶稣说：“他怎么能明白书呢？”
And they said, "How did this man get all this knowledge?"
耶稣的话很有意思，他说：“我的教训不是我自己的。”
Jesus said, I do not speak on my own."
他说：“乃是差我来者的。”
But divinely given.
主耶稣的话里面就告诉他们说，他所有一切知识的领受，不是他自己本心所发出来，而是从神那里来。
The words Jesus said did not come from himself, but rather from the Lord.
我想我们人类的知识有三种的可能的来源。
I believe that our own origin of teachings have three sources.
有可能是自己想出来的。
The first one is we think of it ourselves.
这个就是很值钱了。
This is very valuable.
有些是从别人教导来的。
Other teachings are learned from other people.
所以我们每个人都要受教育上学校。
So that's why we all have to go to school.
有一些却是从启示从神那里来的。
And other revelations come from God.
耶稣在这里明明提到有一个来源是从父神那里来给他特别的启示。
And Jesus specifically said that his teachings come from God.
我们看见许多属灵的事情，保罗也是这样说。
Paul also said this.
保罗他的教育背景在加玛列的门下受教。
Paul in the...and Gamaliel also received divine revelations.
保罗从加玛列的那里得的教育。
Paul was
receiving
revelations.
No, receiving teaching from Gamaliel.
Ah, was receiving teachings from Gamaliel.
加拉太书，我们看一看好不好？
Let us look.
请我们看一看加拉太书第二章，第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第一章第十二节，保罗怎么说？
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
Chapter 1 verse 12 says, I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
如果我们看一看《使徒行传》第二十二章，就更加清楚了。
It is clarified in Acts chapter 22.
22章第三节怎么说的呢？保罗说，我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。
In Acts chapter 22 verse 3, Paul says, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city.Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today.
这里就给我们看见一个宗教教育的背景和从神那里启示是两个不同的路。
This shows to us that revelations from God come from two different paths.
所以今天我们能够认识神，许多人就这样明白，我们都是从主那里借着圣灵给我们启示，能够知道耶稣是谁。
And today, as believers, we know that all revelation comes from God. That way, we know who Jesus Christ is.
所以耶稣在这里说，我不是从自己出来的，乃是有一位给我启示的。
Here, Jesus says,
verse 16.
He says, "My teaching is not my own; it comes from Him who sent me."
你知道很多的人。在这个地方就发现他必须对耶稣做一个选择。
And a lot of people here discover that Jesus is really God's son.
我们自己每个人做学问的时候都知道，在学校里受了教育，在老师的手下有一定程度的认识。
We all know when we're in school, under the teacher's
supervision. We know to some extent.
We know to some extent.
等到你要拿 PhD 了，要拿硕士论文、博士论文，你一定要有一些创新的见解。
When we're going for the PhD or anything, we have to have acquired a certain amount of knowledge.
我们需要有一种自己所发展出来的理论。
We need to have a knowledge that we origin from ourselves.
每一个人的学问都是这样。
Everyone's learning process is like this.
所以这一位木匠的儿子耶稣，拿撒勒人耶稣，他所有的教导和众人所听见的都不一样。
But Jesus' teachings are different.
主耶稣却不说他是自己那里想出来的。
His teachings did not, he didn't think of them himself.
他是不是特别的谦虚一点说不是我有什么了不起呢？还是他真正的告诉我们说他所有的知识有不同的源头？
Was he trying to be humble when he denied his teachings didn't come from himself, or did they really come from a higher source?
只有在神那里有完全的智慧。
Only in God,
perfect.
Has perfect knowledge.
上个礼拜我在南区家庭聚会里面，我们在那里讲一点神的话语。
Last week I was at another church and we were talking about God.
我就发现神的话语没有限量。
And I discovered that God's word has
no limit.
每一次当我们读的时候，都有新的启示、新的认识在其中。
Every time we read it, we discover something new.
所以这里我们就看见主耶稣把一个不同的源头指示给我们看。
And here we see that God indeed gives us a new perspective.
现在我们来看看，在祝棚节的时候主的教训，是不是也是归在这一类里面？
Now let us look at
the teaching at the Feast of Tabernacles.
主耶稣在那里有大的宣告。
Jesus stood in the courtyard and proclaimed.
他在那里宣告说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
He stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
主的话不仅是一个宣告。
Jesus' word is not only a proclamation.
他也是讲了一个条件。
But it was also a condition.
他说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
He says, "If you are thirsty, you can come to me and drink."
怎么样能够得这个得活水的江河呢？
How do we receive this living water?
就是必须有一个条件，当我们里面饥渴的时候。
There's a condition that we have to be thirsty.
这里也讲了一个过程。
This is a process.
38节我们就看见，他说信他的人从经上说要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
He says in verse 38, "Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him."
第一个你要饥渴。
First, you have to believe in him.
No.
第一个你要饥渴,
first you have to be thirsty.
第二你要喝这个喝所他赐给你的活水。
And secondly, you have to accept the living water.
然后你信心的结果叫你从腹中流出活水的江河来。
And then, streams of living water will flow from you.
这里也特别讲到一个神的预备。
This here talks about God's provisions.
这个预备是什么呢?
What is this provision?
约翰在这里记载说，就是。 耶稣这个话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
And this provision is that this living water will only be given to those who believe in him.
所以当我们接受圣灵的时候，才有活水的江河。
So only when we believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, will we then receive the living water.
这是一般人所看见耶稣当时的宣告。
This is what a majority of people say of Jesus' teachings.
我想许多的人也接受神的教训，主耶稣的教训。
And I believe that the majority of people
接受这个教训,
also receive or accept this teaching.
礼拜六的早晨，我跟Johnny打电话。
He called me Saturday morning.
我就问他说，你懂不懂这段圣经讲的内容是什么？
And he asked me if I understood what this passage was talking about.
他回答的不错，他说因为在五旬节之前，圣灵还没有降临下来。
And Christ was glorified, the Spirit had not come yet.
因为五旬节圣灵才降下来。
Because only after Pentecost did the Spirit come down.
但是这里有一句非常重要的话。
But here's a very important message.
主耶稣在这里的记载，约翰特别注意到一件事情。
Jesus in the book of John made a special significance of something.
约翰特别记载说，耶稣这话第39节。 是指信他之人要受圣灵说的，因为那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得的荣耀。
In verse 39, it says, "By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified."
如果大家注意中文的小字，中文的圣经的话，那里"赐下圣灵"几个字有小点。
If we look in the Chinese version,
Same thing with English.
In the English version.
那几个小点就表示说，这几个字是原文没有的。
It seems to be that the Spirit had not been given. It was not yet.
原来的意思就是说还没有圣灵。
It had not been given.
It's not yet.
也许有些人问问题。
And here lies a problem.
怎么能说还没有圣灵呢? 圣灵不是与神同等的吗?
How can we say there's no Holy Spirit?
圣灵不是在一早的时候，在创世纪里面就说神的灵运行在水面上吗？
Wasn't it way back in the Old Testament when the Holy Spirit supposedly existed?
那不是说三位一体的神不是一开始就完全同时存在吗？
Wasn't the Spirit with God from the beginning?
所以很多人要问问题了。
So there's many problems.
有一位穆安德烈弟兄写了一本书，非常重要。
Andrew Murray wrote a very interesting book.
这本书的名字叫《基督的灵》。
This book is called The Spirit of Christ.
在第五章里面，他特别解释这句话。
In chapter 5, he specifically addressed this problem.
他说什么叫圣灵还没有？
He said, what does it mean by the Spirit was not yet?
他说，难道这一位创造万有天地的神，他的圣灵不存在吗？
Did he say that the Spirit of God was non-existent?
穆安德烈就特别提到一件事情，他说在新约里面，神的灵才称作圣灵。
Andrew Murray made an interesting point. He said that only in the New Testament was the Holy Spirit called the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面，他向来称作神的灵，或者说属神的灵。
In the Old Testament, it was referred to as the Spirit of the Lord.
我们仔细的明白，仔细的看到底穆安德烈讲什么。
Let us look closely at what Andrew Murray was talking about.
现在我所要讲的是，我消化了穆安德烈所看见的，我从他领受的讲给大家听。
This is my interpretation of Andrew Murray's teaching.
其实我们每个人里面也都会有这一类的问题。
In fact, all of us should have this question.
因为以前我记得当我在讲出埃及记的时候，有一位弟兄问我一个问题。
I remember a long time ago when I was talking to a brother, he also had a question.
When I was teaching Exodus.
When I was teaching Exodus.
这位弟兄告诉我说，周弟兄，我实在很怕读旧约。
This brother said, Brother Chow, I'm very afraid of
reading
the Old Testament.
因为在旧约里面，神是这么可怕，这么威严，动不动就杀人。
Because in the Old Testament, God is very powerful and vengeful.
在新约里面，却是这么和蔼可亲。
But in the New Testament, he's loving and caring.
我们非常愿意相信耶稣，但是提到神，提到神的灵，我们就害怕。
We believe in Jesus, but when we talk about God's power, we are afraid.
弟兄姊妹们，这个问题是不是存在？
Brothers and sisters, is this a valid fear?
因为在旧约里面，神的灵每一次出现的时候，的确是带着大能，带着威严，带着神圣不可冒犯的那一种态度。
Because in the Old Testament, when God revealed His power, it was also in grand displays of fury, anger, and rage.
但是在新约里面，我们也有圣灵的经历。当圣灵临到我们身上的时候，我们只觉得神的同在，觉得神的可亲，觉得神的慈爱。
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has been given to us, and we just experience God's loving and His caring for us and His forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面分别在哪里？
What's the difference between these two?
让我简单的把答案先告诉各位。
And I'll give you the simple answer first.
就是因为在新约里面，当我们经历圣灵的时候
，In the New Testament, when we were
experiencing
the Holy Spirit,
我们所经历的乃是带着耶稣基督人性的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit came with Jesus' humanity.
我特别要强调，我们不是经历圣灵的人性，而是经历耶稣的人性。
The Holy Spirit not came with not just humanity, but Jesus' humanity.
弟兄姊妹，我们要明白一件事情。
We have to understand one thing.
在耶稣基督尚未得到荣耀之前。
Before Jesus was glorified.
或者说在耶稣尚还没有钉死，还没有复活之前。
Before he was crucified and buried.
在耶稣的身上才有完全的人性。
Only in Jesus was there the humanity.
在三位一体的神中间，因着耶稣基督的道成肉身，他穿上了人性。
God's incarnation held the full humanity of Jesus.
在神自己本性一切丰富，哥罗西书告诉我们的有形有体藏在耶稣基督里面。
It says that humanity was in Jesus.
耶稣这个人，神的生命在他的里面。
Jesus, God was within him.
这是一件从来没有人知道的事情。
This is something that no one has ever heard about.
我们不仅不能听见，想都没有想过。
It's not that we never heard of it, we never even thought of it.
但是神在耶稣里面充满了他，而神自己也穿上人性。
But in Jesus, God was in him, and his humanity was in him as also.
这是神一次的工作，还是神长远的计划？
This is God's greatest work and his
is only one shot business or
and is only a one shot deal.
我们如果明白神的心意，就会发现神的智慧没有限量。
If we can understand this, we can understand that his wisdom has no limit.
神要叫我们与他联合。
God wants us to,
Union.
Be unified with him.
不仅是借着耶稣基督一次做成了这个工作，叫我们看见与神联合的人是怎么样情形。
Only by receiving Christ can we see what it means to be unified with God.
他也要叫我们看见每一个人都能够像耶稣一样成为神所喜悦的人。
He wants all of us to be like Jesus.
这里面就有一个步骤必须做的。There's one step.
This is one of the steps.
那就是要让圣灵住在你我的心里面。
And this is to let the Holy Spirit dwell within our hearts.
而这一位圣灵当他来的时候，
And when this Holy Spirit comes,
穿上了耶稣的生命和形象。
It is clothed with the humanity of Jesus.
我们常常讲三位一体，三位一体。
We often talk about
the triune God.
Oh, the Trinity.
当耶稣还没有降到地上来的时候
，When Jesus hasn't come to the earth yet,
我们不明白，神也没有办法证明给我看他所需要的人是怎么样的情形。
We could not see what God really wanted of us.
亚当是神所创造的 ，Adam.
Adam was created in God's image.
但是他没有彰显出神所要的人那个表现。
But he did not realize what God truly wanted of him.
他的失败反而证明人堕落以后一般的现象。
When he fell, mankind fell as well.
所以我们所看见这个亚当的榜样都是失败的榜样。
So when we look at Adam's example,
看你看我看我们每一个认识的人看我们的父母看我们的师长看我们所敬仰的人都是一样。
We see everyone reflected as Adam.
所以我说在耶稣基督来到地上以前没有人能够明白神要怎么样的人。
So I emphasize that before Jesus came, no one knew what God really expected of them.
所以我们个人都随心所欲个人做自己所要做的事情个人以为自己就是神自己最好。
And that's why we made ourselves into gods and we did whatever we pleased.
但是弟兄姊妹我再说当耶稣来到地上以后神的工作是不是就已经完成了呢
But I ask, after Jesus came to earth, was God's work done?
在耶稣基督里面不错神的工作已经做成。
Of course, in Jesus, God's work was done.
所以有一首诗歌说哥哥他的十字架若是你不接受耶稣的话他的救恩还不能成就在你的身上。
There's a song. If you do not receive Christ, the work of God will not be complete.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.